Today, as we celebrate this feast day of the Apostle St. Thomas, we have to really look and ask ourselves, what do we know about him? In other words, there are lots of things, for instance, we could say about St. Peter. There are lots of things that we can say about St. Paul. But when it comes to St. Thomas, what we know about him is that he denied or doubted the Lord. That's what he's best known for. On one hand, you look at it and say, what a tragedy. Can you imagine going through history being known as the guy who doubted? And yet at the same time, what he's known for is precisely the point that comes after his doubt. My Lord and my God, he said to Jesus. And so while we might talk about doubting Thomas as he is so often known, we need to look a little deeper and recognize him as faithful Thomas, because he was making an act of faith in something that he couldn't see. Jesus said, blessed are you, Thomas, but blessed instead are those who have not seen and yet believe. So Thomas believed because of what he saw, but what he saw could not prove that this was God. It was an act of faith. And that's exactly what our Lord is looking for from us. And so oftentimes, especially at the time of the elevation, this is a prayer that many people pray. As the Blessed Sacrament is elevated, and people will say, my Lord and my God. And they recognize the truth of our Blessed Lord truly present in the Eucharist, making an act of faith in something they cannot see. But then we have to ask ourselves, if I'm going to make such an act of faith, what am I doing with it? St. Thomas, once he was able to make that act of faith, it changed his life. He was willing to go, actually, to India to preach the gospel. And to this day, the Malabar and the Malachar rites, two of the Eastern rites in the church, trace their lineage all the way back to St. Thomas. And so he had a profound impact on the ministry that he did. But it's all based on that act of faith. So now you and I are being asked to make an act of faith in something we cannot see. But it's not just that matter of making the act of faith that Jesus is really truly present. The question is, what do we do with it once we've made that act of faith? After all, if indeed our Lord is truly present, and he is, how much do we pay attention? How much time do we spend before him in prayer? How much does it matter to us? How much of our life is spent for him, serving him? That's what we learn from St. Thomas. After all, we are to serve our God. Even the pagans know that. They have their false gods, and boy, do they serve them well. And the unfortunate souls who believe that Satan is their Lord and Master, they serve him unbelievably well. And Catholics, how well do we serve the one to whom we say, my Lord and my God? Oftentimes, those are just words that come out of our mouths. Or they are points that we believe in our heads because we know that it's true. But there's no evidence in the way that we live our lives, or very little anyway. So that's a point for us to really look at. To be able to say, yes, I believe. I have not seen, but I believe. And now, once I make that act of faith and I believe, now I have to live it. If he is truly my Lord and my God, and indeed he is, then I must serve him with my whole heart and soul and strength. I must seek to focus him, to make him the focus of my life, and to live my life for him so that I can serve him and love him and be with him for the rest of eternity.